This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Way online, where we only showed half the robot. That's the first look at that. And we can talk about that, or what I can show you is a sample sequence in the movie, which is now, I'd say, probably about two-thirds through the visual effects pipeline. And it kind of gives a taste of this world, this kind of underground, you know, this sport. Which is, we've spoken about, but I'll speak about it as if it's new. This movie set in a kind of future world where audiences have gotten bored with human-on-human violence and want the spectacle of violence unhindered by human body, human frailty. So, you want to talk, or should I show you some more footage first? I think I'll do that, yeah? So this is, you'll recognize this place, you were all here, Crash Palace, otherwise known as the, Highland Park Model T factory, where I think you guys spent.
I don't know. I don't think they were there.
Well, you were there. You
were at Belle Isle Zoo.
Oh, you were at the zoo. That's also fucking awesome. I should. Okay, so, but you were there, right?
I was
and
there.
You and nobody
I was
else.
At, Cobarina.
Okay, so okay, I forgot that we had a lot of visitors.
Show us some of this in the little screening trailer outside Kobo.
Correct, but now it's well more evolved. So right. I'll give you a taste. This is the very first robot on robot fight in the movie. And it's shortly after the kid that Hugh abandoned at birth has shown up on his doorstep. So they're virtual strangers, although they're father-son, and they get a fight for their robot Noisy Boy. There's two realms in the world of the movie. There is sanctioned WRB venues, that's the World Robot Boxing League, and there is the underground. This venue, Crash Palace, is a unsanctioned underground Fight Club. Robot Fight Club. So I'll play you, I think this is like about a 5-minute clip. Give you a sense of it.